We welcome you into the studio, our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly. And the focus, of course, is on the New York Giants this week, a team that looks dramatically different than the team you played in October. What's changed with that football team?
Well, you know, I said going into the last time we played them that Odell Beckham was one of the really good receivers in the league, and I don't think anybody, not everybody had seen him yet, you know, and because he missed the first four games of the year, but he's really come on like gangbusters. He's given them an added jolt on the offensive side of the ball. Ben McAdoo is doing a great job with their offense. You know, I think Eli last week was 25 of 32 throwing it. I think they're more comfortable in their new system offensively. And then they got a bunch of guys defensively, starting with Jason Pierre-Paul, defensive end, playing really, really well. So it's going to be a typical New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles football game on Sunday.
Their new system with McAdoo, came, all the reports were short passing game and move the chains. And is that what they're doing? I mean, do you see them playing faster?
I laugh at that stuff. I don't think anybody just has one short passing game and never throws the ball deep. You know, right. I think they're very efficient in what they do. They've got good receivers and they got an outstanding quarterback that's won two Super Bowls. And they'll throw the ball deep on you. They'll throw the ball short on you. They'll throw the ball a lot. But there's a lot of timing throws involved in it, but they're going to throw it deep and short. And I think he was, again, 25 of 32 for almost 400 yards last week. So they're throwing it all over the place.
What makes Beckham so good?
He's just a very, you know, when you saw him coming out in the draft, he's extremely talented. He's got outstanding hands, but great ability to run after the catch, great body control in terms of being able to go get balls that aren't thrown, you know, that are going to hit him right in stride. He can adjust to the football. You know, he's got everything you're looking for, you know, in a wideout. He's explosive. He's fast. He's got great hands. He's got great range. He's a highly competitive guy. So, you know, in a class of very talented receivers, he's one of the really, really good ones and maybe at the top of it right now.
Which is a good segue to the next question. It had been kind of the case for years that rookie receivers didn't make these huge impacts in the NFL. Is this group just a special class? Is it the emphasis on the rules? I mean, rookies are coming into the league and really making an impact at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, we thought it was a good class going in. I didn't think that the draft overall was a great draft overall, but we all thought at the wide receiver spot with, you know, with Watkins and Evans and obviously Odell, Jordan with us, you know, I think a lot of guys have made impacts on their football team. But I think that's a lot of it becomes a trickle-up effect. They're throwing the ball a lot more at the college level. There's a lot more talented guys playing receiver. So it was a unique class in terms of how many players are coming in and really producing as rookies in this league.
Do receivers in college run as intricate patterns as they do in the NFL? I mean, is it
I think so. I don't think the route combinations or what they do is different. I think the coverages they face is different. You know, very rarely do you see press man across the board because people on defense in college don't have three or four guys that can all play that. You know, they see a lot more zone. People back off in coverage than they do, I think, maybe in the National Football League. There's not as much combination coverage. So I think everybody runs posts and slants and corner routes and all the same kind of route tree that you run in college that you do in the NFL. But I really think that the coverages are a lot more sophisticated in the National Football League.
Speaking of draft classes, rookie classes, yours, some have played, some are developing between games and at the training sessions. Can you talk about what you've seen from your class in general and kind of moving forward, what you see from that group?
Yeah, I mean, there's been guys like Jordan who's really played a lot for us. Bo Allen, who was a seventh-round pick, who's played a lot for us. Josh Huff, who's getting involved in the mix. And then I think with the other guys, I think maybe sometimes it's unfair for them, is that, you know, right now the best players play. So it doesn't mean it's not an indication of that this guy isn't a great player. It's that there's some really talented players at their position. You know, Marcus Smith is behind Connor Barwin and Trent Cole and Brandon Graham, and those are three really good football players. So, you know, I think people kind of, you know, try to look at how people fit in. But, again, everything we do here is based on competition. And on a daily basis, you have a chance to prove to us who deserves playing time, who doesn't deserve playing time. And, you know, we've had through preseason camp and through these games that we've played so far, these 15 last regular season games, to show us what they can do, and they'll continue to develop. But I think sometimes you really can't look at a draft until, you know, two or three years down the road to kind of see what type of impact it is. You know, I think we've got an outstanding center for us who was picked in the sixth round a couple of years ago. But, you know, when you really look at the impact Jason Kelce has had on us on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we're lucky that we have him.
Do you see young players and how they react after being stars their whole life? They come into the NFL and maybe the playing time's not there. Do they react in different ways? And what kind of things do you look for?
I think everybody reacts in different ways to their experiences, but I think it's no different than every step they take. You know, most of these guys weren't starters as freshmen on their high school teams, mm-hmm. you know, and then they kind of got to the top of the thing. And when they were in high school, they were the talk of the town and got recruited all over the place and then had to start back over again and went back to college. And at college, you kind of started as a freshman, and not many of them, you know, were an impact player as a freshman in high school, then an impact player as a freshman in college. You know, there's a process of going through things and kind of earning your way through it. And it's a lot like life. You know, I don't think any guy that graduates first in his class from Harvard is going to walk into Liberty Mutual and all of a sudden is the CEO of the company. They're going to start at an entry-level position and work their way up. And it's no different in the National Football League than it is in any profession.
Mark Sanchez gets his eighth start of the season on Sunday. What progress have you seen from him?
I thought he played really well last week. And I think when you really look at the game itself, he was 37 of 50. I know he wants the last pass back, but we did have a protection breakdown up front, you know, and there was an unblocked guy in his face that should have been blocked the way we were supposed to pick things up. So he's kind of throwing off his back foot in that situation. But I think he's progressed. I think he's got a real good grasp of what we're doing. You know, you think of the throw he threw to Jeremy on the sideline. You know, it was a great catch by Jeremy and a great toe tap by him. But, you know, an outstanding ball. We converted some of the biggest third downs we converted all year long. We had a 3rd and 25. We converted 3rd and 16. We converted. So I thought he played a real good game against the Redskins. I know he wants the last one back. I think we all want the last one back. But I think he's progressed really well so far.
Big picture question. How's the offense, in your eyes, performed this year?
There's a lot of positives. You know, I think we've scored more points as a team than we did last year. We've got more completions as a team. You know, there's a lot of positives. I think people have played us differently this year than they played us last year. A lot more off coverage, keeping the ball in front of them, which is understandable because we set a record last year. But, you know, the biggest concern for all of us is just the turnovers. And for us to be a really good football team, we need to straighten that out. But I think we're still ranked either third or fourth in the NFL in almost every offensive statistical category. But the turnovers are the things that have really set us back. And for us to be a great offense, we need to correct those things. And that's part of what this process is about. And we got to correct it. And if we're going to beat the Giants, we got to win the turnover battle.
Well, here's wishing you a Merry Christmas. No turnovers and 55 points scored against the Giants on Sunday. We thank Chip Kelly for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.